This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast. I am Kim Walker, and I'm your solo show host for today. I kicked Brian out of here. It's just me, but he'll be back, promise. We're going to talk about why your marketing works until it doesn't. Before I dig into that, let's pause to give our sponsors a shout out.
This episode is sponsored by ShopBoss, shop management software that works the way you need it to right out of the box. Declined repairs don't have to be lost revenue. AppField's call center schedules follow-up calls and equips your team with everything they need to close the deal. Get started now at appfield.com.
Have you ever had a campaign that you just absolutely felt was crushing it? The phones were ringing, bays were full, and then out of nowhere, it just stopped working. You could definitely tell something was not right, but you're doing the same ads. The budget was the same everything. Y'all, that's not bad luck. That's how marketing actually works. And most shop owners were never taught this or ignore that lesson, let's say. So the thing about it is that marketing, it has a life cycle, just like everything else out there, seasons and flowers and all that kind of stuff. Marketing too has a life cycle. And if you don't understand it, you might panic. You might pull out early. You might ride that train too long while the results are quietly declining. So it's really important that you are staying in touch with the data, the metrics, and so that you can see trends and you know when things are changing and you can make adjustments. Let's first dig in to the life cycle of marketing. So I'm going to break it down to you in four different phases. There's a launch phase, a growth phase, the plateau, and the decline. So in the launch phase, this is very exciting. This is when there are lots of early wins, low competition, maybe. This is when sometimes it's a brand new business. And so you've got a new logo and you create your Facebook page, your Google business profile. Maybe it's the beginning of your website. Like there's a lot of joy in that launch phase of new, fresh things coming and you start seeing the beginning of the results. That moves into the growth phase. This is where everything is now starting to work and work so well that it's consistent. Not only are you seeing the form fills come in where people are, you know, filling out and getting an appointment on your website or through an ad, but the phone is ringing, your texts are happy, and momentum is starting to build and you're starting to ride that wave and be really happy. You're excited. Your marketing company is feeling really good. You're feeling really good. Or the person internally in your shop that's doing your marketing, like you're feeling really happy about the momentum. But then the thing starts to plateau. This reminds me of my weight loss journey, honestly. It's like you go to Weight Watchers or you start going to the gym and you see a pound lost here and then a pound lost there. And, you know, suddenly the momentum starts growing and people start noticing and recognizing, hey, you look like you've lost weight. But then the plateau. This is where things feel steady, but you can definitely feel that the growth or the weight loss or the phone calls are beginning to slow. And it's hard to put a timeline, just like weight loss. Every body is different. Every shop is different. Every marketing approach is different. So it's not like I can say, hey, your launch phase is 6 weeks long and your growth phase is 3 months long. You can't put a timeline on it like that. But in this plateau phase, it's when you start feeling like things are slowing down and you're wondering why, what is going on? Like I haven't changed anything. Everything is the same. But then you end up in the decline phase. This is where it's really costing more. The influx of work is no longer paying for the cost. So the cost essentially is rising. The results are dropping. You're getting frustrated. The person doing the marketing that's in-house is getting frustrated, or it's your marketing agency. People are getting frustrated. Google Ads get tired. It's literally called Google Ads fatigue. The people seeing those ads are no longer responding the way that they used to because their solution, they've already fixed their problem and Google Ads are not displaying at the same rate that they used to. SEO competition is beginning to catch up. They saw what you were doing. They started working on it too, and they're catching up. Maybe the mailers that you have been using are losing their novelty. They're not really working anymore. Friends, the biggest mistakes that shop owners make is that set it and forget it mindset. Unfortunately, we hear all the time, I just want to set it and forget it, but you can't do that for a very long time. It requires upkeep. It requires maintenance. You know, this is just like the vehicles that you're servicing. People can't just buy a vehicle and just get everything tuned the way that they want it and drive it forever. There's maintenance, there's upkeep, there's services that you have to do. So another example would be pulling the budget too early when things dip. There's lots of reasons and explanations for why that might be a mistake that shop owners are making. But some of these things you have to let them, you know, we call it the learning phase in ads. You have to get through that initial phase. And so pulling the budget too early can be a problem. You see that first little dip and your reaction is to just, well, I'm cutting the ad budget. That's definitely not what you want to do. If you're working with a marketing company, your customer success manager should be advising you on when to decrease your budget, but also when to increase your budget. That could be a mistake that shop owners make, is not only pulling the budget too early, but not increasing the budget. If it's working really well, and that's really not the focus of today, but I kind of got on my own little sidebar thing. If it's working very well, you can add budget to just increase that. Another mistake is blaming the channel instead of the strategy. What is the strategy? Is it the message? Is it the audience? Is it the platform that you're using? There are so many different pieces to that pie, and it's important not to just quickly blame, well, it's Google, it's Facebook, it's TikTok, it's the Google Business Profile, SEO, it's this, it's that. Instead, let's look at the strategy and let's A/B test and see. You may need to fine tune the graphics. You may need to fine tune the title or the content. There's different things to look at. It's not always just the channel, but that is something that shop owners often make that mistake of jumping right to, well, I tried Facebook and that didn't work, when they pulled out of it too quickly and were too quick to blame the channel instead of looking at the strategy. Another one is, and look, we're all guilty of this from time to time, but chasing the next shiny object instead of fixing the real issue. There are regularly new marketing tactics and strategies that can be tried all the time. There's constantly something new. And, you know, obviously everybody is obsessed with AI right now and showing up in AI search. And that is big and that is important. I think maybe Brian did this podcast on his own, so you can go back and search for the Walker Hierarchy of Marketing. But before you move on to this thing, you might need to make sure that the foundations are set and fixed and everything is in place and operating correctly before you go chasing something new and something different. Okay, there are foundations to marketing that you definitely want to make sure are handled and in place before you go doing something new and different.
ShopBoss is software built by shop owners for shop owners. ShopBoss offers real solutions backed by real experience. Simply put, it's shop management software that works your way. When customers are in the lobby and cars are on the lift, you don't have time for a learning curve. That's where ShopBoss comes in. with profit-boosting features that work the way you need them to right out of the box. From built-in DVI to robust customizable reporting, ShopBoss makes everything about running a shop work more smoothly. Plus, with their Boss Pay Payments feature powered by 360 Payments, you can enter the era of totally paperless payments. From text-to-pay, remote payments, and consumer financing options, to compliance, surcharging, and now even offering PayPal and Venmo options. Everything is built right into ShopBoss. Plus, everything is backed by a fantastic support team with one goal in mind, your success. Be the boss with ShopBoss. Independent auto repair shops, get ready to transform your business with AppFueled. It's time for your professional auto service shop to have its own customer loyalty app. AppFueled will build an app that launches a custom loyalty program for your shop in 30 days or less, fully integrated with your point of sale system. Bring Fortune 500 level customer retention strategies to your business without the Fortune 500 budget. Many shops are enjoying the benefits. Our app engages your customers with a loyalty ladder, enticing them to climb the next rung, coming back more often and spending more each visit, all with your own app. Build loyalty with your customers, to your brand, and boost your shop's growth. Get your first app in 30 days or less, all without breaking the bank. Ready to start? Let AppFueled take your business to the next level. Go to appfueled.com or meet founder Jeremy Glasgow and book your complimentary app vision session at appfueled.com/Jeremy. That's appfueled.com/Jeremy.
Now, let's talk about some of the things behind the scenes. What's really happening back there? So here you are again, just to reframe what we're talking about is your marketing's working until bam, it's not. Well, what else might be happening? So we've already talked about mistakes. We've talked about the phases of marketing, but there's also new competitors entering the market. And if they're running Google Ads and they have a bigger budget, Google may be adjusting what the results are for you because of new competitors. And so don't forget about that piece. You know, when there's a new shop in town, well, they may be pulling some of that market that you have been trying to attract. The rising costs of ads, that just is what it is. There are various factors that play into the cost of ads. And that is something that we've got other podcasts about. You can talk to your customer success manager. You can talk to the people that are doing your marketing. But the rising costs of ads definitely plays an impact on how you're feeling about if this is still working or not. There's also shifts in customer behavior. We've seen time and time again where algorithms change. We're going to talk about Google in a second. Where, you know, TikTok came out. Well, that drew people from Instagram, or maybe it drew people from Facebook. Customers' behavior shifts in general. I even find there's times when even me personally, where I hate direct mail, but then there are times where I get direct mail and I'm like, oh, I really like this. And I'm engaging more instead of just immediately dropping it in the trash can. So really getting to know your customers, really truly understanding who they are, where they are, what they're interested in, what they're responding to, what they like. You know, a lot of this comes back to the conversations that you're having with those customers at the front desk. What are your service advisors including in conversations? Are you talking to them about what they like in marketing and advertising? Which magazine are they reading? Which social media network do they prefer? Customer behavior shifts, and it is hard to keep up with if you don't know your customers. So that goes back to really marketing 101 is your audience, staying in touch with them, paying attention to them. Some love responding to text, some hate it. Is it email? Are they on Facebook? Are they on Instagram? What are the shifts in your customer behavior? And it's also, we often find it's tied to geographic regions. You know, the way that people behave and act and engage with companies in the South is different from other regions. Your community is going to be different. It's one of those things that I've had people ask me, wait, you do marketing for only automotive repair shops? Doesn't that get boring? Aren't you doing the same thing for all of them? And I'm like, No, because they're all very different. They are all in different cities. They have different communities. They have different teams that work with them. They have different services they're offering. I could go on and on about the differences in shops. The same, you have to think the same about your customers and their behaviors. So likewise, when we're talking about changes, Google, yay, so fun. Their algorithm changes constantly. Facebook, Instagram, to all of them, they're constantly changing. And a lot of it is just based on the psychology of how people think and act and engage. We were just talking about customer behavior shifts. So sometimes when you have had that moment where marketing's working and then all of a sudden it's not, it could be, we've seen this time and time again in rankings with regard to SEO. And I wish I could think of the name of the website right now off the top of my head, where we go to see the volatility of Google. It will show you publicly when Google has changed their SEO algorithm. And that makes an impact on everything. That could be one of the things that is causing your marketing to suddenly not work. And in that case, that's something where we would be advising you, hang tight, it's going to come back, it's self-correct. We're going to get back on track, just hang on. Another thing is that, and somebody's going to get their feelings hurt about this one, but I'm sorry, maybe your brand is stale. Is that possible? That's something to think about. Is that, and maybe that's a whole podcast, I could bring Loretta, our art director, on to talk about when you need a branding refresh. I know Brian did a great podcast, gosh, a couple of months ago, and he talked about a big rebranding that a shop did that had outstanding impact. But it's something to consider, to think about. And this isn't going to be something that just, bam, all of a sudden, my marketing is not working because my brand is stale. That's something that's going to be a slow buildup, probably. But it's something that you can start paying attention to. I'm going to be recording a podcast about a customer advisory panel. This is something I'd be talking to my customer advisory panel about. There are times when a branding refresh is smart, really effective, very helpful. And so I'm kind of talking myself into doing that in another podcast with Loretta. I think that would be awesome. Okay. We are going to sail into the final section here, and I'm going to talk to you about what smart shops are doing differently. When we get in this moment of, well, my marketing has been doing well, the momentum has been there. You slowly start to feel the momentum, but then it plateaus and you start to feel like, not so sure this isn't working anymore. And then you realize this is not working anymore. Here's what smart shops are doing. They are regularly refreshing creative and messaging. Let me say that again. Regularly refreshing creative, which is your art, your design, not logo. I'm talking about the look, the feel of the ad or the social media posts and the messaging on a regular basis. Are you saying the same thing over and over and over again, and now people are bored and they're not listening to you? That might be why you feel like suddenly your marketing is not working anymore. You may need to just refresh your artwork or refresh your messaging. It could be time for that. Layering strategies one on top of the other so that they're all sharing the same campaign message. They all feel like consistent marketing together. On one hand, I just told you to regularly adjust or refresh your creative and your messaging. This part where I'm talking about layering the strategies, I've seen shops and companies here in my own local city where I'm living, where they'll be talking about this on their radio ad, but I never see it on their social media. It's not on their website. It's not in any email campaigns. It's not on any other ads. Like, when you have put all of your marketing together so that your SEO, your ads, your mailers, your retention marketing, the things you're putting on social are all working together. Now customers are hearing it on the radio. They're seeing it in an ad. They're seeing it on your social media. They might get a direct mail piece in the mail. And now you're hitting them with that same message over and over again so that they are more inclined to make a decision and buy. You're going to run that campaign for a period of time, but then like we just said a minute ago, you're going to refresh it. You're going to need to come up with a new campaign. I want you to think about basing your decisions and your thoughts on the trends that you're tracking and not emotions, not feelings. Very often, look, I know Brian and I did this when we had our shop. The shop feels really slow. It feels really slow. And we panicked and we freaked out. And then when we dug into the data and looked at the numbers and really were tracking, that was not the case at all. It was all based on, I feel like the phone has not been ringing. When in reality, when I look at the numbers, it's exactly how it was last week and the week before. So look at the trends. Don't base it on emotions. Again, these are things that smart shops are doing. They're refreshing their creative and their messaging regularly. They're layering strategies on top. They're working strategies together. They're tracking trends, not emotions. But then also coming back to the emotional part, don't panic. Stay consistent during dips. You really need to be smart about when you're making changes and when you're not. You need to make sure that you're truly in a dip and that you're not basing those decisions on emotions. You're not panicking. Be smart, be systematic, pay attention, and make decisions based on data. Work with a long-term mindset. Look at the whole picture. So I talked to you about doing different campaigns, but your entire marketing strategy should not be based on going from campaign to campaign to campaign to campaign. You definitely want to have campaigns, but smart shops are looking at the long term. They have an annual plan. They have a quarterly plan that aligns with that annual plan. They're not just haphazardly deciding, oh, we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about this. No, they're using data to drive their decisions, and they are looking at their marketing in a long-term mindset. Your marketing didn't just stop working. It stopped working the way it used to. And if you don't evolve, change, pivot, make smart decisions, you will always feel like you're starting over constantly. And that's not what you want. So I would love to hear from you. I would love to know what you thought about this podcast. As you know, you can send us ideas, questions, comments, concerns to podcasts@shopmarketingpros.com. We would love to hear from you, especially if you have an idea. If you have something you're struggling with in your marketing, you could use some help, some guidance, some advice. That's what we're here for. We would love to do a podcast about that particular topic. So just email us at podcast@shopmarketingpros.com. If you have not written us a review, you know, you ask your clients to write reviews, we would love for you to click the follow button on your favorite podcast listening app and leave us a review. Thanks again for listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. There are some other great shows on the network, and you can find them all at the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.com or on the free mobile app, which you can find on the website and listen ad-free. Tune in for another episode next week. Until then, go fill those bays.
You've been listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Kim and Brian Walker on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com because the best conversations in the industry start here. Marketing questions? Well, the Walkers have the answers. Check the show notes for their email.